Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mobile Notary NSA Safety Session presented to you by yours truly, Deshauna Scott, the owner of Lady Scott Enterprises. Thank you so much this evening for your time. I certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me this evening to hear this information and be able to take it out and use it to protect yourselves, to be able to stay alert and vigilant this summer as we go about our business. And so we're gonna go ahead and get started. And so basically, this safety session is a follow-up from NNA 2019. We were in St. Louis in May, and what a wonderful time we had. It was truly amazing. This was my second year presenting the Placing Safety First, Protecting Yourself at a Loan Signing Session. Last year, 2018, we were in Vegas and I presented one session. And this year, due to the increase in folks wanting to hear the information, there were two sessions. And so I'm forever thankful and grateful for all of you that attended the sessions. I certainly appreciate your feedback. I do not take that lightly. I do listen to your feedback and I implement and adjust accordingly. And so again, thank you for your support. I really appreciate that. And so this safety session was kind of brought about because right after NNA, I had two loan signings that were kind of shaky. And so I felt that, you know what, this information is really pertinent. Is necessary for our NSAs and our mobile notaries to hear this information, because if it happens to me, it happens to others, and we may not know about it, we may not hear about it, but it's certainly a topic that needs to be discussed and addressed so that we can prevent these incidents from occurring. And so again, I am Deshauna Scott. I am the owner of Lady Scott Enterprises, LLC. We're here in Richmond, Virginia. Lady Scott Enterprises officially became a business in February 2016, but I have been a notary signing agent and mobile notary since 2012. And a little bit more about what we do, or what I do, I am a remote online notary, a virtual assistant. I'm also partnered with Anytime Mailbox as a commercial mail receiving agency. My philanthropic organization, Cam and Friends, that's part of Lady Scott Enterprises. I'm also a travel savings ambassador with iBoomerang. And quite a bit more, but I don't want to take up all of the safety session time on talking about me and my business. And so if you have questions about anything that I am involved in, I'm certainly happy and willing to share that information with you. So definitely reach out to me after the session. I'll be more than happy to speak with you about any of those things. And so for those of you that are in the Richmond, Virginia area, tomorrow night, one of my business partners, Mary Tisdale, and myself will be hosting our very first hashtag good party. It's going to be tomorrow night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Bon Air Library, and the address is listed there on your screen. So come out, bring a friend or two or three, and come out and hang out with us and learn all about this iBoomerang movement. Also, if you're interested in any of the other business ventures that I'm involved in, or, you know, are you a notary and you don't know how to make money with your notary commission, any of that type of stuff, come out, speak to me one-on-one. I'm certainly happy to do so, so that we all can be hashtag good. So again, Richmond, Virginia, and the surrounding area tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Bon Air Library. All right, so a little bit more about me and how I got started in the safety realm. I am a former master deputy sheriff. I was in law enforcement between the years of 2008 and 2018. And as you can see, I began as a jail officer and eventually worked my way up to a master deputy sheriff. And so some of the things that I've been able to be involved in during my law enforcement career are there on your screen. Everything is not listed because I did not have enough room. And again, this is not about me. this is about you. But that is a snapshot there. And I've been fortunate enough with the law enforcement career to not only be involved with the operational side, but to also be involved with the administrative side. So again, a blessed career it was. What am I doing now? Now I am a criminal justice instructor. This is my ministry. This is where I get to give back. This is where I get to educate, inspire, and empower. This is where I get to help build confident, professional, ethical, and culturally diverse criminal justice professionals that are going to be impacting my future, your children's future. So this is what I do now at Amelia Nottaway Technical Center. The website is listed there. So that is where you can find me most days throughout the year. We are on summer break now. So now this is why I have the time to do these safety sessions and to kind of give back to my notary cohorts, because I have some free time on my hands. And, because I'm not directly involved with a law enforcement agency at this time, I still feel it necessary for me to continue to educate myself and to continue to be a part of law enforcement, because that is truly my calling. And so on May 21st of this year, I graduated from the FBI Citizens Academy. So I'm now a part of the Alumni Association with the FBI. What a great encounter that was. And I'm certainly grateful and thankful that I was chosen as one of the persons that were able to participate in that. It allows me to, have a foot in with the FBI and have a working business relationship with them as well, because not only was I able to go into their organization and learn more and make connections and network and do things with them, but they also do the same with me. They come out to the technical center and they, help us out with speaking engagements, and they participate in our career fairs. So we're very thankful for that working relationship. And the disclaimer, this presentation or any information presented today is not on behalf of any law enforcement agency or entity. This is for your information only. And so I do not want anyone to misconstrue this as legal advice. So what are the objectives for this safety session? We want to induce and or enhance our safety mindset while we are conducting NSA and mobile notary appointments. And we also want to give safety tips that you can use before, during, and after those NSA and mobile notary appointments. And so the question is always presented, why do bad things happen? And so we have an incident formula, right, for why things happen. Why incidents occur. And so we know that if there's the opportunity for an incident to occur, and if there's a means for an incident to occur, then that's when the incident actually occurs. And so our job is to train folks to take away or disintegrate this formula by taking away one of the pieces of the puzzle. And so what we try to do is try to take away the opportunity or the means. We do that by training and giving people the information necessary to take care of themselves, to stay alert and vigilant. And so that's how we go about doing that. So this training, this safety session, is going to help you prevent those incidents from occurring. And so how are we going to prevent those incidents from occurring? Well, we're going to protect ourselves. This is an acronym that I created to help you retain the information that is being presented here tonight. So we are going to protect ourselves, and we're going to start with the letter P. So with P, we're going to prepare ourselves with the provided information. And the information that we are provided with comes directly from the order confirmation. That order confirmation is packed with information. It gives you the date and time of appointment. It gives you the borrower's name. It gives you the address of where you're going. It gives you the type of signing that you're going to be conducting. And so we know that early morning appointments versus evening appointments can be different. We also know that Monday appointments versus Friday appointments are also different, because Monday people are still kind of getting over that, back to work slump. They're, a little bit more even keel, a little bit more laid back. Versus on Friday, everybody's amped up. The weekend is here. What are we going to do? What are our weekend plans? So the mood is a little bit different versus Monday through Friday. People tend to have more energy on Fridays versus Monday. And so that's one of the things that you can take into consideration. with the borrower's name. Do you recognize the name? I'm an avid newspaper reader, so, you know, I also watch the news day in and day out. So, you know, did you recognize the name from the news, on social media, or any other platform? Is it a single party or a dual signing session? Okay, are you going to be one-on-one with a male, or are you going to be one-on-one with a male and a female? You know, me personally, I feel more comfortable as a female if there is a female also present in the environment. Then with the address, you're looking at what type of neighborhood are you going to? What part of town? Is it a high crime area or a little to no crime area? And that totally makes a difference. Just the other day, I was called up for a mobile notary appointment in a part of town that I do not like to frequent. And so instead of me just going over there for the sake of, you know, making a few bucks, I decided to, you know, ask the signer, listen, you know, do you mind meeting me here at this Starbucks at this location? And she was very open to it, didn't have a problem with it at all. The key here is that you have to ask. If you don't ask, you'll never know, and you'll end up putting yourself in a vulnerable situation. And so that's, again, what we're trying to prevent. And then you want to look at what type of signing are you conducting? Is it a refinance or is it a home equity line of credit? Loan application versus a refinance? Is it a will, a power of attorney, or an I-9 verification? And so those are the types of things you want to look at, because ultimately with that question, you're looking at how much time are you going to have to be in the presence of these folks? How much time are you going to be in their home, in their space? And so you want to minimize that as much as possible. And then the R stands for research. You want to do your research. So a lot of states have online databases that allow you to look up public information about individuals. So you need to find out what online database is existing in your state. For instance, Virginia has a sex offender registry. We have an online judicial database system where we're able to go and look up court information on folks. You know, did they get a speeding ticket in 2018? You know, did they get evicted in 2017? Whatever that information is, criminal records, everything. Is there anything that anyone can go to court for is in that online judicial system database. Then there's also platforms such as Google, social media, again, newspapers, again, word of mouth. Listen, we live in a small world. As big as we think it is a very small world. And so you hear people talk about such and such and such happening in this neighborhood and such and such and such happening in that neighborhood. And so if you happen to get an order confirmation for that particular neighborhood, then you can say, well, I'm not really sure if I want to go there at 8 p.m. because I know that they have an increase in robberies in this neighborhood. So that may be something to keep in mind when you are accepting these orders. And our O stands for operational strategy. So now that you've gotten the order confirmation, you've done some research, now it's time for you to create your plan of action, okay? Not only that, it's also time for you to call the borrowers to confirm the appointment and to find out any additional information possible. So what type of information are we gathering during that call? Here's what you want to do. You want to listen to find out, you know, listen to the tone of the caller. Is it aggressive or is it friendly? Is the caller coherent? Is he or she understanding what you're saying? Do they act like they are aware of what's going on? Are they aware that the signing is to take place at this specific date and time? Because how many of us know that we call a borrower and they not know anything about the loan signing appointment until they get our phone call? You also want to find out, is it a dual signing? So you want to ask, will your husband or wife be present with us just in case his or her signature is needed? And then they'll go on and tell you, oh, yes, my wife will be here. Or no, my husband won't be here. He has to work. So that kind of gives you an idea of who will be present in the home. Will there be pets? If you're not a pet-friendly person, request that the pets be put in a separate location for the signing. That's one less distraction that you need to be dealing with. And our T stands for tell. You need to always, always, always tell a family member or friend where you're going, where your loan signing or mobile notary appointment is. And there's different methods. I know I've spoken to different folks at the conferences and just on a day-to-day basis. And I ask these questions, you know, how does you and your significant other, you know, what is your method of, you know, contacting one another or, you know, staying abreast of each other's schedules? And people, oh, we just text message each other. We email each other. We sync our Google calendars together. And Google Calendar is a tool that I love to use because you're able to put in your location of whatever appointment you have. You can put that information in. You can leave a note. You can take a photo of the location and send it to someone. That is something that I do frequently when I get to the location. I'll take a photo of the home along with the mailbox and I'll send it to my husband so he'll know exactly where I'm located. And so you want to give them as much information as possible and very specific and detailed information. You don't have to give them the specific of the loan documents because of course we know that's against the code of conduct. However, you want to give them specific information about where you are, because if you can tell them where you are in the event that you need some assistance, somebody can send authorities directly to you. So that is important. And our E stands for evaluate the scene. So upon arriving at your assigning location, before you even get out of your vehicle, you want to let your window down and you want to listen. You're listening for anything that sounds out of the ordinary, such as yelling or screaming, any dogs or any other pets that may be around, any loud noises, banging, thumping, even gunshots. Although you definitely, that's not the sound that you wish to hear. However, it does happen. I was just talking to a real estate agent on Monday, and she was telling me that recently in a part of town that is not the safest, she was showing a home and she had to have her clients hit the floor because gunshots rang out. And we know by watching the news that gunshots don't have a particular day or time that they happen. They can happen at any time. And so those are the things you want to listen out for, because if that's what's going on in the neighborhood before you get out the car, you may not want to stop there. You might want to keep going. And even as you approach the home, as you get out of the vehicle and start walking towards the home, you want to continue to listen. Don't ever stop listening. You should be listening throughout the duration of this appointment. So during the signing, you're still evaluating the scene, and you're going to always go with your gut feeling. And these are tips that I use myself. These are not just tips that I'm giving you to use. These tips have actually been put into practice and they've actually paid off for me. And so if it doesn't feel right, it is not right, okay? During the signing, you want to continue to look around the home. Do you see anything that sends up a red flag? See anything that makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up? Do you see anything that could be used as a weapon against you? You also want to look at what egress options are available. So you want to think to yourself, if I cannot get out of the front door, what are my other options? What am I going to do? You should always be thinking about what your move will be if an attack or incident occurs. So when I was in my law enforcement training academy, one of the training staff there said to us, and I thought it was harsh at the time. However, throughout my years in law enforcement, I found that that little tidbit of advice helped me tremendously. His advice was, you should always have a plan of attack to kill everyone that's in your presence. I didn't understand it then sitting there as a new recruit, but I totally understood it as I went throughout my day-to-day in my law enforcement career. And so what you want to do is size up your opponent. Have a plan of attack in mind. If you don't have to use it, it was a good signing, but it was there in the toolbox just in case you needed it. You want to have a Rocky mentality. Going home to your family is your priority. You have to have an I will win mindset. There's no way around it. You have to be confident and strong and stand in that. You have to make good eye contact with the borrowers. And again, be confident. Listen. Continue to listen. Is someone else in the home? Did someone pull up outside? I can tell you from previous experience that I've been in many of loan signings in someone's home, and I'm assuming that it was just me and the borrowers, maybe husband and wife, and then all of a sudden you hear some noises upstairs, and you realize there's someone else in the house. They probably already knew you were there because when you pulled up outside, they were looking out the window, watching you walk in. So they know what you are, who you are, and what you're doing. You know nothing about them. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And also while you're there, you certainly want to communicate. Continuous communication during the appointment helps you to get a better feel for the signer. Okay? You're able to understand what frame of mind they're in, what their mood is like. So it helps you to keep your tabs on that signer, keeping them busy, keeping them distracted, because the less idle time that they have, the more that they're engaged with this loan signing, the less likely that some type of incident will occur. And so communication also can help to de-escalate a situation, and it can also help to escalate a situation. For instance, at one of my most recent loan signings, I was in an environment where the husband and wife were at odds. And I knew this coming in based on the vibe and the actions of the wife. I knew that something happened prior to me coming into the home. And so I used my communication to kind of bring everybody back together so that this loan signing can take place and I can get out of the home safely. So again, communication can help to escalate or de-escalate. Now, sometimes you may have to use your communication skills to escalate, because there comes a point in time where these folks need to know that you're serious, you're about your business, you want to take care of this paperwork, and you want to go about your business. And so you have to be that deciding factor and when you need to turn on or turn off your escalating or de-escalating tactics. And then our T stands for thank you. So after your signing is complete, it's now time for you to head back out to your car. And while doing that, you should what? Something I've been saying this whole time, continue to listen. You don't want to procrastinate. You want to gather your belongings. You want to wish the borrowers well. Thank you so much for your time, sir, ma'am. Have a great evening. You want to also try to position yourself so that the borrowers escort you out. Try to avoid someone being behind you. And this is one of my pet peeves, and this comes from, again, my previous law enforcement experience, because I do not like anyone behind me. I would rather have them in front of me, and that way if I need to make a move or take some type of action, I have opportunity to do that. If the person is behind you, you have no option. You have put yourself, again, in a vulnerable position. And you also want to pay attention to your surroundings while walking back to the car. Again, you're going to continue to listen. Did someone pull up while you were inside? Are there different cars out there that weren't there when you first pulled up? So those are just some things to keep in mind. Just continue to pay attention to your surroundings. And so if you look at the picture to your right, these are tips directly from the National Notary Association. I literally screenshotted this past weekend as I was taking my recertification course and exam. Here's what they said. After your loan signing, one, you're going to summarize outstanding issues from the appointment. Two, you're going to smile and thank the borrowers for their time. And three, don't linger after the signing is complete. They say that, and I say it to you as well. Do not linger. Don't procrastinate. Get your things. Wish them well. Thank them for their time, and move on. And so how are we going to prevent an incident from happening? We're going to protect ourselves. We are going to prepare based on the information that was provided to us from the order confirmation. With that information, we're going to research. We're then going to take what we learned from our research, and we're going to create an operational strategy. We're going to come up with our plan of attack. And then we're going to tell someone where we're going so that they'll know how to find us if necessary. And then we're going to evaluate the scene. We're going to evaluate the scene as we're pulling up to the loan signing. We're going to let our windows down. We're going to listen, check out the environment. We're also going to continue to evaluate the scene during that loan signing. Then we're going to communicate during the loan signing. We're going to keep the borrowers distracted. We're going to keep them engaged in this loan signing, engage them in conversation about the loan signing. I would not engage them in conversation about things that have nothing to do with the loan signing. Again, you want to keep them on track, keep them on task so that they can get this paperwork taken care of and you can get out of their space. And then you want to thank them. Thank you, sir or ma'am, for your time. Have a great evening. It has been a pleasure. And that is the end of this safety session this evening. However, I do not want it to be the end of the conversation for us. So let's keep in touch. My website is ladyscottenterprises.com. My social media handles are on your screen. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. If you're interested in travel, there is my travel website as well. My email address, info@ladyscottenterprises.com. Again, you can meet with me one-on-one, face-to-face tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We'll be there till about 8 p.m. at the hashtag good party. Bring a friend. We will be at the Bonair Library in Bonair Room A. So again, I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all. And again, thank you so much for your time this evening. I certainly appreciate your continued support, and I hope you all have a great night.